From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Top U.S. intelligence officials say they believe high-level Russian authorities were directly responsible for the hacking and leaking of documents from the Democratic National Committee during the 2016 presidential election campaign. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, was one of those testifying.
This was a multifaceted campaign, so the hacking was only one part of it. And it also entailed classical propaganda, disinformation, fake news.
Clapper and the other two testified on Capitol Hill today. The officials are calling Russian cyber attacks a major threat to national interests. Authorities say suspected Kurdish militants set off a car bomb near a courthouse in Turkey's western city of Izmir on Thursday, killing a police officer and a courthouse employee. The provincial governor says a skirmish broke out when police officers tried to stop a vehicle at a checkpoint in front of the Bayer Akli courthouse. He says terrorists detonated the bomb while trying to escape. At least 9 people were killed when a car bomb exploded in the Syrian town of Jablay. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll at 14. Peace negotiations are scheduled to be held in Kazakhstan, although rebels are indicating they are withdrawing due to what they say is the Syrian government's violation of the ceasefire. The United Nations Security Council is condemning in the strongest terms the killing of 2 Moroccan UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. They were killed as they accompanied fuel trucks about 60 kilometers west of Obo. This is VOA News. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh's rhetoric is growing increasingly defiant and hawkish as his government is due to leave office. Ricky Shryock has more.
Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has continued to dig in his heels with less than 2 weeks to go before the scheduled inauguration of President-elect Adama Barrow. Jammeh has shut at least 3 private radio stations and, according to local news sites, authorities have arrested people wearing T-shirts with the slogan, "Gambia has decided," a known statement of Barrow's supporters. The head of the Electoral Commission fled to neighboring Senegal after Jammeh said in his New Year's address the elections chief had falsified results. Jammeh added that no one would cheat him. It was seen as a veiled threat. Ricky Shryock, Dakar.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the new Trump administration should maintain partnerships with NATO and allies in the Asia-Pacific while also holding Russia accountable to its stated mission of battling terrorists in Syria. Those recommendations came in a memo that Carter, just like the other cabinet secretaries, are preparing to highlight what they see as their department's achievements during the last 8 years. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is attacking Japan's Toyota company for its plan to build its Corolla automobile in Mexico and then sell the car in the United States. "No way," Trump said in a Twitter message Thursday. "Build a plant in the U.S. or pay big border tax." The president-elect has vowed to impose a 35% tariff on products U.S. companies make overseas and then send back to the U.S. for sale to American customers. The number of Americans signing up for unemployment assistance dropped to nearly the lowest level in decades last week. That's a sign of a healthy U.S. job market. Thursday's report from the Labor Department says jobless claims dropped 28,000 to a nationwide level of 235,000. 4 black suspects in Chicago have been charged with hate crimes after they allegedly live-streamed a video on Facebook of themselves torturing a mentally disabled white teen. Prosecutors in Cook County, Illinois, announced hate crime and aggravated kidnapping charges Thursday. Video of the incident shows 4 black teenagers repeatedly stabbing and punching a tied-up white teenager. The video also shows the attackers forcing the mentally disabled teen to drink water out of the toilet and roughly cutting his scalp before placing a lit cigar on the bleeding wound. A sharp hike in gasoline prices in Mexico has sparked the looting of stores, that coming amid growing unrest over the rising cost of living in the Latin American country. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.